This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
Retired businessman James C. Norwood has announced he will seek the Republican nomination to represent the Scottsville District on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Norwood made his announcement at the Albemarle County Courthouse on June 2, 2011. He is introduced by Rachel Schoenwald, the chair of the Albemarle County Republican Committee.
Good morning, everyone. I am Rachel Schoenwald, the chair of the Albemarle GOP. Thank you all for coming out today. We'll just have a quick couple of announcements from me, and then Jim will do his introduction. He is available for one-on-one interviews after we're wrapped up here, so feel free to ask him a few questions, but the primary focus of today is an introduction so all of you get a chance to meet Jim and understand the direction for his campaign. And we hope to see you guys all out on the campaign trail as we really dig into the issues after we get through today and get the campaign moving. So thank you all for being here. Really appreciate it. As the local Republicans, we are always on the lookout for people who are active in their community, who are very much concerned about the people of the community, and have the best interests at heart for common sense solutions for the Albemarle-Charlottesville area. We are very pleased and very happy that Jim Norwood has stepped up to run for the Board of Supervisors to bring his vision to our community and help us through some of the challenges that we have ahead of us. So with that, I would like to introduce Jim Norwood.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. Thanks, everyone, for coming out today. I truly appreciate it. Turned out that we've got some very pleasant weather here. My name is Jim Norwood, and I'd like to announce that I'm running for the nomination on the Republican ticket for the seat with the county supervisors that will be vacated by a truly great Virginian and someone who's contributed to the quality of life in a major way here in Albemarle County, Lindsay Doria. And I wish he and Jane much happiness in their retirement. Joan and I, my wife Joan is here. Joan's a former teacher. Joan and I relocated to Charlottesville about 14 years ago. We did have choices of different locations around the East Coast, but we fell in love with Charlottesville, and we're very, very happy that we decided to locate here. We've been residents of the county for 14 years and the Scottsville District for a little bit better than half of that time. We had a family business here and had footwear stores in Charlottesville, Richmond, Virginia Beach. We've been employed many hundreds of folks, Virginians, over a period of 14 years. And we're very experienced in the small business side of entrepreneurial spirit. Part of the commitment that I've made to the community is that I've spent a lot of time in public service. I was the president of the American Heart Association here in Charlottesville for about 3 years. And also I was president of the American Cancer Society here in Charlottesville for an equal amount of time. It was a very rewarding experience, and I did get to meet some wonderful people and produced a lot of positive results. Why do I want to run? Number one, first of all, my family has supported me in this decision. This is a very major time-consuming position, even though it's listed as part-time. It's going to require a lot of attention if I'm to do the job properly and be available to the constituents in the district. Then I really need to dedicate a lot of time to it, and it just so happens that I have a lot of time at this point in my life. Joan, our five children, 7 grandchildren. Our children's spouses have all backed me in undertaking this this run for elected office. A couple of the most important parts of the reason why I'm running. I'm as a conservative, I think it's very important, especially at this time in our history, that the rights, freedom, and liberties of all our constituents of any party orientation are maintained. And I will go to the mat for anyone in my district that from any party orientation whose rights, liberties, and freedoms are in jeopardy. However, I feel very strongly about limited government. I think our government should be strong. We should be purposeful, but not invading any of our private lives. I think the educational system here in Charlottesville and Alamar County is a good one. I think we can improve upon it. We're at a very difficult time right now with the minimum dollars available for expansion. So we need to be very prudent on how we spend our dollars. I do feel, however, that we have to find a way to reward our teachers in a very positive way for their excellence in the schools. And we certainly do want to expand our business in the county. The new, most recent figures on unemployment is very satisfactory as compared to the national average. However, we want to continue to stimulate the entrepreneurs that we can attract to this market. The university generates a lot of young and very bright entrepreneurial spirited folks, and we need to be able to create the atmosphere to accept and make it easy for those folks to get into business. Joan and I are fortunate. We have a 24-year-old, oh, she's 25, 25-year-old daughter who is a student at Piedmont Community College. She recently, in the last 8 months, opened a restaurant in Scottsville, Virginia. She's now employing around 6 people. At her age, we're really excited about it. And this is what has to happen in our county in order to expand and to include more jobs for those that need them. I want to thank everyone for coming out today. I look forward to this campaign. Again, my focus is protecting the liberties, freedoms, and the rights for all the constituents in this district. So thanks again for coming out.